Hello, welcome to Farmer Marketing Talk. This is your host, Farmer Guy, also known as John Mack. And today I'm going to be talking with Lisa Valtierra, who is going to be talking to us about her work with Boehringer Ingelheim and a campaign that used Telemundo as a media partner. And before we get into those details, let me just say hello to Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great. So why don't we begin by you just telling us a little bit about yourself and your background. I know you have your own consultancy right now, but used to work at Boehringer and Abbott. Is that correct?
That is true. So way back when, I started at Abbott doing patient advocacy for their HIV team, and then that blossomed into a role at BI with their advocacy team, which led to cross-cultural marketing. So my background has always been really about patients and meeting them where they are in their health journey.
Okay. And today we're going to be speaking specifically about a collaboration between Boehringer Ingelheim and Telemundo that I believe you worked on or are responsible for. Can you tell us, introduce us to what that was about?
Sure. So a few years ago, we decided that reaching U.S. Hispanics on type 2 diabetes information was critically important. And in order to do that, we decided to create a campaign that was not only in language, so in other words, in Spanish, because there's a huge lack of relevant information in Spanish for U.S. Hispanics, but also it had to be culturally relevant. So it had to be much more than a matter of just translating existing English materials. So we decided to take a hard look at how people are accessing information and really using the basics of health literacy as the starting point. So in other words, if information is accessible, understandable, and actionable, then that was something that we could move forward with. So we looked at how people are looking at health information, what devices they're using, and it turns out that U.S. Hispanics over-index in mobile use and in video watching, especially on their mobile devices. So we created this campaign called Cuida tu don de la salud, which in English means take care of your gift of health. And the word don has two meanings in Spanish. One is a term of respect, like the term sir in English, and it also means a God-given gift or talent. So in other words, taking care of your gift of health also means that health in and of itself is a gift, but also your other gifts. So for instance, if you're a good cook or you're a fantastic father, you want to continue sharing those gifts with your family. So we took some cultural insights from the U.S. Hispanic market and really played into those using a lot of video and using Don Francisco, who is a internationally well-known entertainer. And we created this whole campaign, which is mostly video-based. And then we looked at how do we reach people. And, of course, TV is always an ever-present medium. So we connected with Telemundo for 2015. And we did what had not been done before, which was where it got really exciting. So we already had our campaign, and we were doing some, promotion online, et cetera. But where things got really fun was that we connected with Telemundo, and they proposed this idea of using a telenovela in order to bring awareness to the campaign. And we thought, well, that can be kind of hit or miss. But what we did was we integrated a character within the telenovela that had type 2 diabetes. Now, for people who aren't aware of what a telenovela is, it's like a soap opera, except for in Spanish language TV, the telenovelas have a definite beginning, middle, and end. So they don't go on for years and years like American soap operas do. They're also shown in prime time at night. So you get a bigger audience, and men and women watch them equally. It can span generations in watching them at the same time, but they're very involved. And because they have a beginning, middle, and end, people stay tuned much more so than they might with a soap opera that lasts over the course of years. And so within this story, and we chose a novella which was new called Bajo el Mismo Cielo, which means under the same sky. And the character in the show was a lawyer, and he had type 2 diabetes, and he just showed how using the campaign online, Cuidadurón, was helpful for him within the show. And then on the online component, they had the actor in character talk about type 2 diabetes in several vignettes, which was really quite helpful as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how successful this was? I know that you told me it has won several awards. Can you start with what kind of awards did it win, and how successful was it beyond just winning awards?
Yeah, so the awards are always fantastic to get, because I think it just points to the fact that as an industry, we all need to get much better at marketing to our multicultural markets. And it did win 7 of the DTC Multicultural Health Awards in October of last year. And it was, I think, the only campaign that won that many awards. While other agencies and companies do win awards, this was the only one that won 7 awards for one campaign. And I think one of the reasons it did so was because it not only was integration and a unique online campaign, because it was designed to be used on mobile devices. In fact, over 90% of the traffic came in through mobile devices with this campaign, but it also had a customer relationship management component to it. So when people came to the site, they were offered to sign up, and they would get monthly emails and texts, as well as a free pedometer. So that was a unique aspect of the campaign, where not only was it on TV, it was online, but it was also allowing that interaction with the consumer so that they could continue to get new information. And so that's why I think why it won that many awards.
When you say they're mobile, sounds like it played a big part in it, number one, because a lot of the audience watches these things through their mobile devices, and they can also then use the mobile device to go right onto the website, I guess, and it's
correct.
Mobile enabled, and to make it very easy to use on a mobile device. Is there any other facet of the mobile device that was important in this campaign?
Well, I think being able to receive texts. So another interesting thing about this whole campaign was that mid-cycle, we decided to do some polling on diabetes information. And what we discovered was that people who, and of course they had to, the polling was not enabled on the site itself. So it was only for people who had opted in to receive texts. And what we discovered was that people who received twice monthly texts versus once a month, and they did have the ability to choose between those two options, those who received the twice monthly texts actually got more questions right when we asked them questions about diabetes, which told us that they were more engaged and much more involved in their own healthcare, which was a finding that we had not expected to discover, to tell you the truth. We were quite pleasantly surprised by that. I was going to say that using mobile to connect with health consumers is really, I think, an important way to connect with them, and the company should be doing more of that.
Right. I understand, you know, communicating with them by text and the polling, and I also understand that there are a lot of people these days, including my sons, who multi-screen. They watch maybe something on TV, and then there's something going on their mobile device that relates to it. I mean, have you done any of that? I mean, I know, for example, when I used to watch, what's that show on HBO, Dexter, you know, it would align, you know, you had your mobile device and it would align with, coordinate with the TV show. So that I would ask you questions more like, what do you think Dexter's going to do next? You know? I mean, have you done anything like that, I guess?
Not yet, although that would be terrific to be able to do. I mean, we had actually toyed with it. I mean, I would love to be able to do an integration like we did with the telenovela, and then have the characters, interact with the audience, which is certainly doable now. And then see, maybe they don't forget to take their medications, and then what happens after that? I mean, I think the possibilities really are quite endless.
Okay. How about any other measures of success, anything that you can put into the return on investment bucket?
Right. Well, I can't be super specific. I think what was important was that there had been a lot of discussion as to, would people engage, would people sign up? And the registration rate was really quite remarkable for the cost of the campaign, which wasn't really very much in the grand scheme of things. And what we ended up being able to show was that this particular population is really hungry for information that's in language and in culture. And what we were able to do was get a database of people who, with a 50% email open rate over the course of a year, was really quite engaged and remained so over that amount of time. And so I think the company, and any company, would actually want to take a look at that and go, wow, here's an opportunity for a segment that had not been previously communicated with on any regular basis. So it's taking that regularity and that familiarity and making sure that you're where people are is, I think, what the biggest learning was, and the opportunity to really continue a relationship with them.
Right. So are there other aspects of this campaign that you would like to mention that we didn't have a chance to talk about?
Nothing more so than it was, truly a first of its kind. I mean, I don't think anybody has really seen quite a sustained campaign in this way that has gone over, this will be its third year, and that really kind of shows that engaging with U.S. Hispanics is really quite an opportunity that should not be missed. And there's so much more that can be done and that probably could be done if we can put our resources there. It would be quite exciting, actually, because it really is kind of a new frontier, and using digital in conjunction with TV media can be quite powerful.
So yeah. What are you doing these days? Do you plan to try to repeat this with other clients?
Yeah, so I'm connecting not only with obviously other pharma companies, but also with agencies that may have the pharma business down, but may not be as comfortable in the U.S. Hispanic market. And of course, there's so many creative ways across any disease to really make the most of that opportunity. And it doesn't have to cost a fortune either. And then, of course, there's a clinical trial work that needs to be done in getting new recruiting methods, because I think as a country, we are not doing a good job of including minorities in clinical trials. So there's that as well. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of opportunities.
Okay. Well, I think that was very enlightening. Is there something you would like to share with us in closing? We have a few minutes left.
Just that I think as marketers start looking at their budgets, and of course budgets always change, but that this is a market that will always pay off. And given where the country is going in terms of our demographic shifts, it really does make sense to start paying attention, especially to the U.S. Hispanic market, but of course other markets as well. Asian markets and the African American markets are also equally important. But if anybody's going to be successful, they really need to capture these markets now, because it pays off today and into the future, since there's continued growth for the next several decades. And if anybody needs any help with that, I'm here at lisa@valtierraconsulting.com.
Okay, Lisa, thanks very much for being a guest.
Thank you so much, okay. John. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. So this is John Mack, thanking you for listening. And until next time, bye, everybody. Bye, Lisa.
Bye, John.